down, sad. I'm kind of hanging our heads because it's a tough loss, but overall, I think everybody responded and bounced back well.
What do you think you guys need to do this week to make sure you guys, it doesn't just no snowball effect, I guess, against Cal?
Just really be locked into the little things and still play like us, come out and execute our plays and our assignments, and just get back into our groove and rhythm.
Were you playing a little like slot receiver this past week, or is that just situational, or is that something that could be a role for you going forward?
I definitely play a little slot receiver. Yeah. I think that's a role that they might have me in going forward because I'm playing a little bit of it on today as well. So I guess from here on to, I don't know, whenever.
When did you start? Was that something you guys started doing last week a little bit?
It's something that has been in the game plan, but we kind of just did it during that game because of Charles was out.
Yeah.
But I definitely think this is something that they've been talking about that we just started.
How much was ASU kind of like an eye-opener for you guys? You know, I mean, after a 3-0 start, you guys are feeling good, but then, you know, ASU, you guys probably should beat them, but then you don't. You know? I mean, how much was that kind of like a game-changer, eye-opener for you guys?
It was definitely a big eye-opener because it just gave us a sense of you can't take any team lightly, regardless of how they look on film or anything like that. So it made us strain even more harder and just focus up, really.
Yeah, how are you guys feeling after that 3-0 start? I mean, you guys had kind of blown out a couple teams too, and kind of feeling good. But I mean, just what was the kind of energy and like the mindset around the team, and what did you guys kind of feel like your trajectory was kind of after those first three games?
Well, of course, after them being like 3-0 coming off last season, you felt kind of good, but still kind of just gotta stay focused and stay in tune.
Yeah. Do you kind of feel like this, you know, this year is going to be more of a grinded out kind of year too? It's just going to be just like, you know, just win kind of thing?
Elaborate, please.
I mean, like, you know, maybe those first few games people were excited about, like, hey, you know, Oregon's back, you know, you're blowing out teams, scoring a lot of points. But, I mean, again, ASU was a bit of an eye-opener for you guys, you kind of said. Like, do you kind of feel like, you know, this season will be a little more hard-fought than people, you know, kind of first imagined?
Definitely, because we got a lot more on tougher on people scheduled on the schedule, so it's going to be more of a grind and more of a on the harder it gets, the better we play.
Yeah.
How tough was it getting into that situation against ASU, you know, close game on the road without one of your leaders and Charles Nelson out there?
How hard was it?
Yeah.
I won't say it wasn't too difficult because, you know, we've been in difficult positions like before. You just got to go out there and execute the play regardless of who's there and who's not there.
Did you notice at all as an offense, you know, missing Nelson out there?
Did we notice missing Charles on the field? Definitely, because he's a playmaker. But in that aspect, yes. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Do you feel that you do have to kind of step up a little bit as a pass catcher to kind of help out Herbert and the offense without, you know, the number one target in Nelson?
I'm just here to help out, you know, any way I can.